Good morning, everyone. We are experiencing some rather cold weather recently, especially in the morning. How are you doing? I hope all of you are okay and doing well. Please take care of yourself from the cold. Because most of us have our basic survival needs met and some degree of material comfort, we should be satisfied. However, when things are not to our satisfaction, we constantly grumble and complain, since we are looking for more in life. My mother used to say, "Life does not go the way you want, but it goes as it goes, and it is best for you." We tend to have a strong desire to control any situation to our own satisfaction, even though we cannot really have total control. And sometimes, isn't it the case that the harder we try and the more effort we put into something, the deeper the conflict we create with people around us? This type of situation causes various misunderstandings, and things turn out the opposite of what we intended. A good intention and clever resolution for situations, even with sincere efforts, can often make a situation worse. We say, "How can this happen to me? I'm trying my best." Or, "Why don't people understand me?" The more eager we are to resolve the situation, the harder it becomes. And we end up saying, "I can't stand this anymore," or, "Heck, who cares whatever happened anyway?" Finally, we get to the point where we just want to give up. We have to come to realize that there are two things we cannot change. One is the past, and the other is another person. Of course, we cannot change the past because it is already gone. But many people tend to cling to the heavy burden of yesterday and struggle with unhappiness. But if you can learn from yesterday, you can overcome and leave it there and go forward and be able to live today to the fullest. The good news is that one is the future and the other is yourself. By living fully, you can help to create better future. I often hear people say, "My boss is terrible. In this management, he shouldn't be in that position. What should we do?" Is it easy to accuse and blame others? But when we examine ourselves, quite often we find that basically we are the one at fault. Long time ago, I enjoyed reading an advice column in major Japanese newspaper where prominent members of society responded to letters from readers. Among the many letters, there was one response by the famous architect, which I still remember clearly since it made a great impression on me. A woman wrote to him, "I have been trying to be kind to my mother-in-law for the past 3 years and to serve her to the best of my ability. Yet it is hopeless now. I can no longer bear to live with her for even a single day. I thought of living separately, but my husband will not listen to me since he is an only son. But I cannot stand it any longer. I've had it. Is there any way out other than divorce? Please tell me What should I do? To this, the architect responded, I am simply an architect and not a specialist. So I don't know how to respond. And no matter how much you explain your situation to me, it is still only your claim. And I could never know what your mother-in-law is thinking. It is impossible for me to grasp the entire picture. Even if I can see the whole picture, I still think it is you who know the best the answer to your problem and how to resolve it. Therefore, I will ask you to make a list of all the possible solutions you can think of to your problem. It's all right, even if it's sometimes very unusual or outrageous. Please send me that list. Then I can select a few solutions that I believe might work for you. That is the only way I can help you. There was no answer for a while, but the architect received a very nice thank you letter from the woman almost 2 months later. Thank you very much. Everything is fine now. When I received your letter, I was so furious that I threw it away. But when I had another fight with my mother-in-law, I couldn't help but try as you said, and started to list all the possible solutions I could think of. And as I was doing it, I started thinking, with these many solutions, what have I been doing? More importantly, I started to feel ashamed when I realized how arrogant I had been. And it was sincerity that was lacking in everything I did for my mother-in-law. Although I am filled with shortcomings, I intended to live my life fully while I constantly reflect on myself. Thank you very much for your precious advice. I will always be grateful. She said that as he realized her own shortcomings and self-centeredness, without knowing, her mother-in-law became so warm and the nicest person. When she wanted her mother-in-law to change, it was impossible. But by changing herself, her reality changed by itself dramatically. Renyo Shonin said in his collection of letters, and I quote, "The fault of others are easily seen, but faults of our own are difficult to recognize. If one sees that he has a fault, he must realize that fault must be very grave indeed for him to come to recognize it himself. Thus, he must take steps to correct his fault, because it is difficult for us to see. Many of our faults, we should listen to the advice of others." End of quote. He instructs us to intently observe our heart and mind and quietly reflect on the true nature of our life. Next time, when you find yourself blaming others, look within and see if that change you understand. It's up to you. It might change your perspective and your life. Namo Amida Butsu.